Lep pozdrav vsem in seveda na začetku še enkrat lep pozdrav in zahvala za obisk gospodu Rasmussenu. Leto 2004 je bilo za Slovenijo zelo pomembno leto. Dvema družinama, če lahko uporabim ta izraz, smo se tisto leto pridružili. Ena je bila NATO in druga je bila Evropska unija. Tako da je danes po 10 letih, se pravi leta 2014, prav tako pomemben datum in vesela sem, da smo našli čas in da je gospod Rasmussen lahko del tega. Z generalnim sekretarjem sva se dotaknila pravzaprav vseh tem, ki so v tem trenutku v ospredju razprav zavezništva. Posebna pozornost je seveda bila namenjena udeležbi slovenskih pripadnikov oboroženih sil v operacijah NATO, kjer so tudi po besedah gospoda Rasmussena pokazali izjemno odgovornost in znanje ter predstavljajo pomemben del naporov zaveznic za stabilno in mirno mednarodno okolje. Prav tako sem ga seznanila, da sem bila pred 2 dnevoma na slovenski vojaški ladji Triglav v okviru vojaško-humanitarne akcije Naše morje, Mare Nostrum. In lahko sem se prepričala, da je naša slovenska vojska izjemno pripravljena in svoje naloge izpolnjuje učinkovito in uspešno. To so mi večkrat zatrdili tudi italijanski kolegi. In vsekakor je Slovenija svojo udeležbo v tej akciji pokazala veliko odgovornost in veliko solidarnost in pripravljenost sodelovati v skupnih naporih za ohranjanje stabilnosti v regiji. Velik del tega pogovora, en del pogovora naj čaka še ob kosilu, sva z generalnim sekretarjem posvetila vprašanju Afganistana. Predvsem zaradi težavnih varnostno-političnih razmer v državi in seveda tudi zato, kar se je našemu vojaku pred 2 dnevoma zgodilo v Afganistanu. Bom rekla, sreča je, da poškodba našega vojaka ni težja, da po podatkih, ki jih imam, bom rekla, je stanje dobro in seveda bi temu našemu vojaku rada zaželela tudi tako čimprejšnje okrevanje. In na koncu bi želela izpostaviti in sem tudi na pogovorih izpostavila še eno stvar, to je Zahodni Balkan, pri čemer sem in smo poudarili pomembnost politike odprtih vrat, saj je po naši oceni širitev zavezništva ena od ključnih predpostavk za ohranjanje stabilnosti in varnosti v Evropi in širše. Še enkrat dobrodošel v Sloveniji in jaz verjamem, da se boste kljub ne najlepšemu vremenu v naši državi počutili odlično.
Prime Minister, thank you very much indeed for your kind words. Yeah, I'm afraid I brought snow to Ljubljana this morning, but I thank you very much for a warm welcome. I have been looking very much forward to visiting Slovenia right at the beginning of this important year, 2014. This year we mark, as you mentioned, the 10th anniversary of Slovenia's accession to NATO. Your accession, together with 6 other nations, has reinforced regional and Euro-Atlantic security. Over this past decade, you have shown yourself to be a dedicated and dependable ally. Slovenia has made a strong contribution to our mission in Kosovo. You have played your part in our mission in Afghanistan. I know that One of your soldiers was injured recently. I wish him speedy recovery, and let me take this opportunity to express our gratitude for the service and sacrifice of your servicemen and women in Afghanistan. We are very grateful for Slovenia's long-standing contribution to our mission in Afghanistan. Your soldiers have made a difference, and we highly appreciate that commitment to our mission in Afghanistan. And you have also enriched our political debates and our partnerships. I thank you for your dedication and your commitment, and I look forward to further strong engagement this year as we prepare for a very important NATO summit in the United Kingdom. In September, we will meet in Wales to shape future NATO. We will take decisions to make sure that our alliance is ready, robust, and rebalanced, fit to face whatever threats we encounter. For 65 years, NATO has provided the security foundation on which freedom, democracy, and prosperity have flourished in Europe. And we cannot take our security for granted. At the Wales Summit, we will build on past achievements to face the challenges of the future. We will turn a new page in our relationship with Afghanistan as we conclude our combat mission there and remain committed to help Afghanistan in different ways in the years to come. We will make our relationship with our partner countries even broader, deeper, and stronger, so that we build on the experience of 20 years of operating together. And we will make sure that we have the capabilities we need to tackle the full range of threats, including missile defense and cyber defense. I know the economic hardship which many allies have suffered, including Slovenia. And I'm grateful for your continued support to our operations despite the tough times. Slovenia is also contributing to key NATO initiatives such as our allied ground surveillance program to acquire unarmed reconnaissance drones. And this is the way forward, to pool our resources and our expertise so that we develop together the capabilities which we would not be able to afford alone. Security has a cost, but the price of insecurity is much, much higher. So, Prime Minister, I count on your continued active and positive engagement as we prepare a successful summit in September. Thank you.
Hello. The question is, in last years, NATO has been facing the reduction of financial capabilities. We have heard the phrases from Brussels, war on funds. So actually, I'm questioning how well is Slovenia doing in war of funds, and which modifications are required, since it's no secret that we spent almost 80% of defense budget on salaries of Slovenian soldiers. Thank you.
Of course, in today's meeting, I have conveyed the same message to the Slovenian government as I have conveyed to all other governments within our alliance, namely that I am concerned about declining defense budgets. That's not only a challenge in Slovenia, but it's a challenge all over. All defense ministers, all over the alliance, or almost all defense ministers within our alliance, are faced with declining defense budgets. It's a matter of concern because we will need sufficient investments in defense if we are to address future security challenges effectively and continue to protect our populations effectively against new threats like missile threats, like cyber threats, like terrorism. So that's why I encourage all governments to find ways and means to gradually increase investments in defense once the economies recover. As a former prime minister, I know very well what is the real challenge politically. If you are to cut deficits, to stop indebtedness, to bring your fiscal house in order, then you also have to cut expenditure across the board, including social programs, welfare programs, health, education. And then, of course, it's difficult to suggest that the Minister of Defense should be exempted from that exercise. I know very well what is the political challenge. Nevertheless, I think there is a bottom line as to how little you can spend on defense and still live up to requirement. This is the message I have conveyed to the Slovenian government, but that's the message I convey to all governments. Final word on that. I'm realistic. I don't expect much more money for defense in the near future. And that's why we have to get more out of the money we actually spend on defense. And that's why it's so important to engage in multinational projects, in collective projects. It will be increasingly difficult for individual nations to purchase necessary military equipment in the future. But if we pool resources, if we help each other in what we call smart defense projects, then we can. We call it smart defense because that's a smarter way of spending money. So we should get the most out of the money we do have.
Če dovolite, bom jaz dodala samo dve besedi. Tudi mi se zavedamo tega problema. Iščemo rešitve v smeri boljše strukture proračuna ministrstva za obrambo, ampak pravzaprav je to problem ne samo finančnega načrta ministrstva za obrambo, ampak praktično našega celotnega proračuna. Želeli bi si, da bi lahko več sredstev namenili za investicije in prepričana sem, da z ukrepi, ki jih že izvajamo in z boljšo gospodarsko situacijo bomo tudi te probleme rešili. Kar pa se mi zdi pomembno omeniti je pa to, da naši fantje na misijah nikakor ne smejo in ne bodo čutili varčevanja. Skratka, naša prva naloga je zagotoviti varnost in vse, kar te naši fantje na misijah potrebujejo. In tako je bilo do zdaj in tako bo tudi naprej. Thank you.